Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here. This is my audio boo. It's Monday the 10th of May 2010. iPad pre-order day. God dear. Such a bad choice of name, iPad as opposed to iPod. We'll get used to it in the end. iPad pre-order day today, so people are queuing up outside their computers all over the country, getting ready to order their iPads. Yes, not quite the same as just having a launch day where everyone has to turn up to the shops, is it? I don't know why they do it that way. Why don't they don't just have a pre-reserve day so that you could reserve your iPad at your local Apple store and then have people queuing up for that? It would get much more publicity that way, wouldn't it? Yes, but anyway, it's completely overshadowed by the political stuff that's going on, I think, which is probably a good thing, really. Not a good thing for Apple, but there we go. Good thing for those people that hate Apple getting all the headlines all the time. As I record this, we're still in a bit of a hung parliament situation, and various coalitions are being thought about and stuff. I've been tweeting about this all weekend and just sort of putting out my thoughts and my ideas and my opinions, but I guess some people won't have seen those, and so I thought I'd call an audio boo instead, just to kind of summarise on some of my thoughts. Andy's been talking about it as well, and I've been listening with interest on what he's got to say. Interested to find out that he's an orange. I better declare I'm on O2, but I've also got some Vodafone devices as well. So I've got a Vodafone dongle. So, but my main phone is on O2. Those are my allegiances. But back to the politics. I don't think that the Lib Dems and the Conservatives are going to work very well together. I don't think they're compatible. And Stephen Fry did a blog post at the very arse end of the weekend, and he's got a very good take on it, I think. But I've been saying for a few days that I don't think it's going to work for those two. I don't think they're very well compatible, and I'd be very surprised if anything happens there. I think there's more compatibility between the Lib Dems and the Labour Party, strangely enough. But I also think there's a... and I'm glad to hear that the Lib Dems are talking to the Labour Party as well and looking at the possibilities there. But people don't seem to be talking about the possibility of the Conservatives having a pact with Labour and having a coalition with them. And I think their policies are very close together, and they would be quite compatible as well. Although it's unseemly, because they're supposed to be the sworn enemies, so it would be unseemly for them to join together. But no, I think that the Labour Party would be a better victim for David Cameron to take on. I could see that being possible, to have a PM in David Cameron and the Labour Party in coalition. But then that leaves the Lib Dems as opposition very, very small, doesn't it? That would be interesting. I don't know, it's all up in the air, really, isn't it? I could see the Labour Party going together with the Lib Dems, and then Brown would have to go, and that would be a good thing, I suppose. Maybe Nick Clegg could be Prime Minister. Interesting, don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. About the polling station stuff, I don't agree with you, Andy. I think that if people turn up just before 10 o'clock, they can't necessarily expect to vote. You should vote early, vote often. You should vote early. You should go along early and anticipate the fact there might be a queue if you turn up at quarter to 10 at night. There might be a queue. I mean, people should be up in arms about the people that turned up early in the day and there was huge queues and they had to go away and come back and go away and come back. But there are some countries where they have to queue up to vote, if that's their right to vote. We've just been very lucky, I think, with low turnouts in the past. We've been able to get away with just turning up and voting at our convenience. So no, I've got no sympathy for people that turned up late. Thanks very much for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I will speak to you again very soon.